Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and on today's episode of The Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Stephen Wright. He is the brains behind the SCD lifestyle website. Maybe you are familiar with it. It is the specific carbohydrate diet website that was related to how to eat to help yourself with IBS and gut conditions. But now he's turned that website over to the healthy gut, and he has multiple supplements that help to reset the digestive system. And what's really cool about him and his site is that he has a lot of information for folks who are struggling with digestive issues. He's been there himself. He's got quite a story, and we're going to dive into it today on the Health Fix, and we're going to talk all about his products that I have been trying for the last few weeks, and I truly believe that they are helpful in terms of the digestive enzymes, in terms of this probiotic, which is a new kind of probiotics. We're going to be talking about that, and in terms of tributyrin, which is the upgraded level of butyrate. If you were using sodium butyrate back in the day to help heal up your gut lining, this is the upgraded version of it. There's other companies out there with this, but what I've found with Stephen's product is it has this enteric coating to it that helps it to just get into your system better. It doesn't have the funky smell this supplement had before, if you were familiar with that. And it's good stuff. And my gut's feeling good. And if you've heard any of my previous podcasts, you know you've heard me talk about how my digestive system is kind of my Achilles heel. And his stuff's legit. It's clean. And let's let him tell you more about it. So let's jump into the podcast with Stephen Wright. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and on today's episode, I have Stephen Wright. And boy, guys, we're going to be talking all things digestive system. So get ready, because I'm going to reveal a little bit stuff about my gut. And Stephen's had some similar stories. And, you know, if you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, you've heard me say I probably have the worst gut in the whole world. Thanks, Dad. And we're going to be talking how that plays out in my life and what it's like to be in a situation where you don't know what's going to work at any given moment. You've been through a bunch of different things. You spent a bunch of money and you're just still struggling with whether it's IBS, depression, anxiety, bloating, whatever it is, mishaps in the bathroom, messing your pants, those things happen. So Stephen, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Janine. I'm excited.
Yeah, so we have quite the common story. So Stephen on his website says a little story about messing his pants. And my dad and I have a joke that I'm good for at least two or three a year. And I want that to be none. And it has been lately, but I just started trying your stuff and my gut's feeling pretty good. And I think we need to talk about this as educating some folks on what we can do to help, especially when we get into a situation where it seems like we're trying all the things. And one of the main things that people say is like, just get some probiotics, you'll be better. But what do we do, Stephen, if we try the probiotics and we don't get any better? What happens?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is, it's kind of sad that we're consuming more probiotics than we ever have in the human history. And it does seem that gut problems continue to go up. And so I think probiotics are really cool when done appropriately. And unfortunately, I just think a lot of, not the whole market, but most of the market is just based on old science and bad combinations and formulations. And so when you're trying the things that you've been told and it's not working, I come at it from a different lens, which is don't keep doing the things that aren't working. It seems simple, but it's actually counter to the narrative, which makes it very courageous to turn the other way and be like, okay, you know, everybody's saying, whether that's the internet or the doctor or the expert, but it's not working for my body, my situation. And so in those instances, I really encourage people to turn 90 degrees, 180 degrees and try something they haven't done yet. And that's kind of why Healthy Gut exists at the moment. And the products we've created is because I feel like the foundations of gut health, the what it takes to have a healthy gut have been neglected because we've been so fascinated by microbiome and probiotics and, you know, parasite cleanses and all these really cool things that I believe in too. But we forgot that the machinery has to work.
Right. No, this is huge. And I've been saying this for a long time. Like, yeah, we got crazy about like Candida protocol, this protocol, that protocol. I mean, you are the founder of the SCD lifestyle, which for a lot of folks, you know, this was the Bible. I'm not going to lie. I'm a naturopathic doctor. I've been out in the game for about 15 years at this point of the recording, but I was like, what do we do when we have difficulty stuff going on? We're going towards the diet and trying to change that first. But people are like, I don't want to deal with the diet. That takes too long. I want the speed. I'm going to kill things. I just want to kill them all, annihilate it. And then we forgot that, wait a minute. If we annihilate everything, what do we end up with? A mess, another mess. So functional first. And I'm guessing that this is where your system came up with, like how you came up with the system. We're working on functionality, not going on a full attack, because all of the different things that you have in your system are very beneficial for digestion, like the basics. Because if we don't digest well, can we even like keep bugs in check?
No. I mean, you can't get the nutrients from your food. Your immune system's going to be a wreck because your stomach's not protecting you. You know, if you slowly malabsorb over time, don't be surprised if your hair starts falling out or gets brittle, your nails, your skin reacts, fatigue, brain fog, like, you know, malabsorption of nutrients, even if you're eating an all organic whole foods, paleo, whatever the flavor you enjoy. If you're only getting 50% of those nutrients over time, you're going to incur a debt, and that debt is going to come due at certain points. And I think it's unfortunate, but just the way the Western lifestyle has been set up, the way that we're doing life these days, and the way that I think a human mind works is that we assume if we don't notice anything, that thing is okay. And unfortunately, I don't believe, and I think the track record that I have suggests that I'm usually a little early on these things, but right now what I'm seeing in the marketplace and in the world is that diet's really important, you know, cleanses are great. But if your stomach's not doing its job, if your small intestine can't do its job, if your large intestine or your microbiome can't do its job, I mean, you're just kind of like throwing new paint and light fixtures and some new tile on top of a foundation that's crumbling all around you and leaking, and no amount of paint and money is going to get this thing such that it can withstand time and pressure.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. And it's a concept that I think has really been lost in the weeds for all of the fancy schmancy, like this protocol. Have you done that protocol? Have you tried this protocol? It's like, what in the world?
Well, I mean, we want the sexy things, right? The fundamentals. I mean, you know, this as a naturopathic doctor, I feel like the schooling and naturopathy is amazing at just beating in the ecosystem philosophy and the fundamentals. But as a human, there's like a reason why like only like 0.5% of us are like high-end athletes, whether it's tennis or basketball or football. While those people are usually very gifted athletically, they also do the fundamentals at a world-class level, and they practice for mind-numbing amount of hours to do the fundamentals correctly. And in health and wellness, we tend to go towards the sexy things and try not to do the mind-numbing fundamentals, and then get all upset when when we don't get world-class results, basically.
This is true. So being an engineer, now I look at that and go, okay, you've got the mind that works on fundamentals and the basics and putting the wiring together, if you will, of a solid foundational plan to help restore the gut. In terms of where you're at today compared to back in, you know, I know even since your teens, you were talking about having issues, but looking even back into college and into today, how, if you look at the overall effort and time and things, can you share with folks a ballpark of how much money and time that you've spent to figure out where, you know, the whole system you have today? Because I think a lot of people going the sexy route, right? With like quick fix. I love to hear the background between, okay, how or behind, how did you get to where you are with one, the gut that you have now and the system that you've created?
Yeah. I mean, so I've had problems since I was a kid, and I've also been fascinated. Like, my orientation towards life is more, better, faster, more beautiful. That's kind of my orientation, just as God-given. Between that and the curiosity and the engineering training, I have a, it's both a blessing and a curse. I just can't stop asking why. And I don't want my freedoms taken away, and I'm a bit of a hedonist. So I don't want to be told I can't eat gluten or dairy or eggs or sugar. I want to know why, like, and how can I get what I want, which is, you know, a really delicious meal that I have no restrictions and I don't have to worry about all the ingredients and ask the server 27 questions. Or later on have an issue where I can't even be present with my partner or, you know, my soon to be wife, and we're just, you know, the whole night's ruined. And so, it started just with that orientation. So I changed my diet, and like half of my bloating went away in a week. And I was like, holy cow, there's power here. And between the curiosity and the rage I had against the Western society and all my problems, I immediately wanted more. I wanted more benefit, you know? And so I started betaine HCL supplementation within like 3 months of stopping, eating a processed diet, and immediately saw benefit there. And I was like, just each step, I was like more empowered. And then I couldn't stop reading books. You know, it started with the books, and then I was like, can I trust these books? Now I got to read the papers. And then, so it's been a crazy thing. And that led me to functional medicine, because I got to the point where I had gotten supplements and diet to the point where I was like feeling really good for the first time. And my acne was going away and my weight was starting to come off. And I wasn't having as much anxiety and depression. And I was like, holy cow. But now I was sort of like locked in this box of like, I can only move certain directions, and that's my feel good box per se. And so then I was like, root causes, I want to get rid of these things. So that led me into functional medicine and naturopathy and all kinds of things where, I just spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on, you know, whatever, you know, back in 2010, it was like a big deal to get a stool test. Yeah. And then by 2013, we realized that the stool testing companies technology was not that accurate, and you had to run like two at the same time in order to get like really solid results. And then I learned about like, oh crap, like I have estrogen dominance. And then, oh man, all those concussions I got while skiing and playing football, I have all kinds of neurotransmitter imbalances. And so it was this constant sort of digging for why do I have these restrictions on my diet to feel good? And why is it when I step outside my box, I get punished pretty harshly. And so it just kind of went from school to school to school. And I would try to seek out the best people, the brightest minds or the weirdest ideas, and just give them a shot. And if it worked, then I would write about it. And if it didn't work, I don't tell anybody about those, but there's a long history of things that didn't work. And then I think you've spoken about this on your show, but in 2014 or so, 2015, I mean, I had the cell phone of essentially every New York Times bestseller in health, all their doctors, you know, the people that you don't even know are like the leading amazing people in the world with ideas that are so far ahead of time. It's not even legal or illegal. It's not even thought of yet. And I still couldn't get rid of my visceral hypersensitivity that would just come and go randomly, and I couldn't figure it out. So I actually walked away from all this stuff. I was like, you know what? This functional medicine, this integrative medicine, this diet supplements game, advanced testing, like I've spent so much time, so much money, I don't believe in it. I'm done. And that's when I dove into the emotional healing that I had been repressing and not willing to look at, and the traumas that I experienced. And I, you know, did a lot of work from just standard therapy to body-based therapies, to neuro and behavioral based therapies, to shamanism and psychedelics and all kinds of crazy stuff in the middle around chakras and stones and stuff. And, you know, lo and behold, some of that stuff really made a massive difference. And it rounded out the missing pieces and really helped get rid of those random upsets I would have that were not explainable based on a cheating episode or a missed pill or, you know, whatever environmental circumstances, which was like literally my being, my emotional being and my family systems and the traumas that happened to me. And so coming back was, you know, where I am now of like, okay, I've spent a heck of a time and I've tried not everything out there, but you know, like 400K and a lot of weird stuff from all over the world, from from weird people that I don't always recommend. So I feel like I have a wide understanding of what's possible, and I don't, I don't want people to go through that. Honestly, I'm an engineer. Engineers actually want the highest ROI with the least risk. And so now that I've gone through all that, I'm trying to distill that down and kind of share that with the world. Because I guess that's what life wants from me. You know, I tried to walk away from this many times, but I end up back here on a show, and it's like, okay, I got to talk about pooping myself and how we got through this again. And it's going to help somebody.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And, you know, I think it's really common for us in this industry, because like I mentioned before, I'm like, I've seen you before. I know that you've come across my screen before with different things over the years. And it is one of the things where we get in this realm and we're trying to help people and we're trying to help ourselves. And we get to the point where like, this stuff doesn't work. It's all a joke. Forget it. Right. And then there is that huge part of the emotional, spiritual, that whole darn nervous system that connects into our gut that has a lot to do with it. But no, the big point is, and the reason we hopefully all as podcasters are getting you to tell a little bit more of your stories, because there's so many people out there just like the two of us that are still searching and being caught in the conventional medical world and not ready to take the leap out. And I'm hoping to draw people out, but I'm also hoping to have folks really get some inspiration that, yeah, even, you know, you have a supplement company, I'm a doc, but we still struggled along the way to get there too. No one was perfect out of the gate after like the second thing they tried.
That's.
Yeah. I mean, the number one thing that you can do to ensure your resolution of whatever the pain is just don't give up. You know, every time you get beaten down, that's cool. Quit for the weekend, but on Monday, get back at it. And honestly, that's like probably the only way that I've made it through. It's just that, like, I'm not willing to settle. And so I think if you adopt that methodology and if you can find some curiosity to like, wow, what if this is just my path, and rather than it's you're a victim and this is just happening to you, and unfortunately you've been blessed with these terrible genetics or epigenetics or traumas or whatever, and you just own it all and just see it as an adventure and just wonder where might this lead you when you get the resolution that you desire.
Absolutely, folks, take notes, pause here, think about it for a second, restart. We're going to switch gears just a little, because I want to get into, I'm a geek to the core, and having that curiosity, speaking of that, Holmium, mm-hmm. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Holmium. So this fascinates me because, you know, everyone's got their probiotic and everyone's got their spin on it, but you went for dead probiotics and took it to a whole nother level. So I'm impressed. I'm also impressed that these are basically helping to modulate the immune system, not go on a full attack that can provoke autoimmune types of things. This is a regulation kind of system. So tell us a little bit about Holmium, how you found these para probiotics, and give folks the scoop here.
Yeah, I mean, so Holmium is first of its kind, like literally a breakthrough product. No one's ever done this before. So it's a bit of an open label clinical experience here. the products have been around in Japan for many years, over 30 years, lots of research. So it's not scary. but what the researchers found and what I found as I was basically having a lot of panic attacks back in March before the lockdowns. And I was like, man, I got to figure out how to have a great immune system for myself, for my parents. I had access to, you know, I have a pharmacy in my house, but I wasn't ready to just say that that's enough, that I can just take high dose zinc and vitamin C and melatonin or whatever. I wanted to know more, and sort of through that anxiety sort of, and I always end up in the PubMed journals across the world. And I always look at things through a gut perspective. Like if the gut is really connected to everything, and if the immune system, if 80% of all the immune systems, immune cells are actually located in and around our gut organs, man, there's got to be something super, super important there. And so I was initially looking for probiotics that help modulate the immune system, because I was just trying to round out the most perfect protocol I could have. And I kept starting to run into this paraprobiotic word, and I realized that the researchers for the last 30 years had realized that during different life cycles of the probiotic growth, if they killed them and then they gave the live bug and the dead bugs actually modulated the immune system and caused better results in all the mice and the human trials. And this was like mind-blowing, because as you may have been marketed to that the probiotics need to be alive, they need to survive, they need to make it through the stomach in order to do anything good. And I had bought into that. I was trying all the crazy capsules and all the cool technology. And this was like so out of the other field that I was captivated. I can't, especially right at the beginning, I said, if you're going in one direction, you're not getting the results you want. The number one thing I found in life is go the opposite way. Just stop and go the opposite way. If the whole crowd is going this way, you should go that way if you want a different result. And so I was like, wait a second, what if dead probiotics are actually really good for us? And so that just led into this crazy rabbit hole where I found more and more strains and more research of that. Yes, actually heat killed probiotics with the specific focus on immune regulation and immune balancing. Like this was an amazing product. And this was an amazing field that I couldn't find anything else. And then I couldn't find the products. I couldn't get access to them. Nobody had brought them to market yet in the US. And so I was like, okay, now I got to get these. And then it turns out that took way longer than I thought. So anyways, I ended up, going through lots of things before I could get them. So here we are today and Whole Immune's out and I'm very excited. The results are beyond what I thought was possible. Like the cool testimonials and feedback so far. And I think that's related to the fact that like the immune, like 80% of your immune cells are in and around your gut. And if we look at a lot of dysfunctions, whether it's candida or SIBO or SIFO or parasites or whatever the flavor is, there's an interaction happening there. And a lot of the cascades of inflammation and cytokines and things like that appear to come out of a dysregulated gut immune system. And so if we can basically give the immune system more training so it gets a higher IQ, maybe we can retrain it, almost like we retrain a nervous system through neurofeedback. Maybe we can retrain the immune system in the gut to kind of re-regulate to its environment.
Oh, that, I mean, genius, first off. High five on that across the way there. Because yeah, if we could retrain it to do that, I mean, holy cow, the implications that could have. Because I think right now what's happened was the folks who like to experiment, let's put it that way, they've confused their gut immune system so much with so many different trials. And maybe you notice this with yourself. I've noticed it with myself. That's like to a point where it's like, okay, I can't even like eat anything. I literally have to sit and eat nothing because anything I put in, my immune system like pops off and I've got rashes or I've got diarrhea or I've got itching or whatever the heck happens. So I think this is, you're onto something here. I like this. So tell me this, how would someone take this for the Whole Immune, because I'm kind of thinking like you have to have the whole system. Otherwise, if you're just trying to throw probiotics at something and even just a different type of probiotic on its own, but the functionality of the gut isn't working, would that make sense to just use a Whole Immune on its own first? What's your thought process on that? Because I know you created the whole thing, so obviously we have that, but just because I know someone's going to ask me.
Yeah. It's like a yes and. So humans, all of our brains, including mine, we love to do reductionist thinking. We love to like say, that's the thing. Those people are bad. Those people are good. We love black and white. Mm-hmm. Gray is hard for our nervous system and our brain to deal with. And so that's just your hardwiring. It's my hardwiring. And so will each of the products by themselves cause benefit? I believe so. If you have some sort of issue related to what they're working on. However, there's this thing called emergent properties of systems. And it's basically this idea that if you kind of support a bunch of different pathways at the same time, you can have results that you could never have anticipated or mapped out or, whatever. It's just not imaginable. It's emergent from tweaking various parts of a system to make the system stronger. And then it produces something new. In this case, the product lineup we have is designed to do that. Basically, I'm kind of going system by system or interaction by interaction inside the gut and saying, okay, if we can fine tune this one and then fine tune this one and fine tune all four of these, what happens? And so far the results have been pretty spectacular. And then you can throw back in, bring back in your probiotic, because maybe there is, you know, certain probiotics are fine-tuned for the brain. Certain ones are fine-tuned for the skin. Some are fine-tuned for the gut and the microbiome. So I'm not saying those products aren't valid and beneficial. They are. It's just that if the underlying foundation can't handle them, like for instance, if your immune system sees that probiotic as a bad guy, then your every pill you're taking is hurting you. And that shouldn't be the case, but hopefully Holoimmune and maybe Tributarin X can downregulate your immune system, rejigger the mast cells and the mucus pathways such that it's okay down there. It's not freaking out all and overreacting to everything. And then you take in your probiotic and it's like, oh, wow, this is cool. I like this.
Almost like a pre-layer or a pre-treatment to whatever protocol you're going to do next or you want to do on that level. Now, one of the things you mentioned in terms of the Holoimmune and folks being really sensitive, I have a lot of folks in my practice who are chemically sensitive, a lot of folks that like you give them a tiny bit of an herb and their system's going to go wonky. I'm looking at Holoimmune as being something that perhaps would be a foundational type of supplement for them to have in terms of the probiotic to kind of help work with the immune system so it can better delegate what gets in and what doesn't, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. We have, you know, my company, I'm committing it to be non-GMO and be as free of flow agents and fillers and junk. Like this is for myself as much as it is for anybody else. And so I don't want that in my body. So I'm going to work and pay whatever I have to pay to get it done. Mm-hmm. And so Holoimmune is highly like clean, and we serve a lot of really reactive people because they are drawn to a company like that. And we test our products with testers ahead of time in order to put them through like some really sensitive folks that we have, just to check, like, do I have to put a warning out there on a show like this to be like, hey, if you have histamine reactions, please, you know, don't try this product. But, I was really concerned about that, and it turned out to be not the case. That actually many of the highly histamine reactive folks, if they start by opening the capsule and just slowly work into it, like they have to do with most products, they're actually finding like a decent benefit from it, like a lightening of the cognitive issues and brain fogginess that can happen, a lightening of just general reactivity to smells or foods or things like that. So I think there's, you know, what you're thinking is true, and anybody can react to anything. So go slow. It is, you know, vegan, and you can open the capsule and start small. So that's the cool part about it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've got about a good handful plus people that I'm like, hey, I want you to try this. And yeah, good to know that we can open up the capsule as well, because that's going to be a big factor for folks along the way. And folks, just so you know, I'm very sensitive to different things too, and I've not had any reactions. My gut is doing great, and I haven't any bloating, gas, nothing. So I'm 2 weeks in, so I'm feeling pretty positive about this. I like it. I like it.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit, because I don't think I've ever talked about Tributarin at all on the podcast. And you mentioned it in terms of in conjunction with the Holoimmune in particular for helping with the gut lining and immunity. And folks, just to get a little background here, I know I have some folks that ask me about leaky gut. This is your part. Turn the volume up. I want you to listen here. So Tributarin, along with the Holoimmune, tell us a little bit about what you were thinking on that level and the goal of those two in your formula.
Well, as you are probably had seen, you know, even 10, 15 years ago, butyric acid was like subtly burning in the background of everybody's mind when it came to gut health, as well as overall system health of the body. But it seemed like this elusive, elusive thing. And part of the elusiveness of butyric acid is it's just a hard molecule to work with. We knew that when you eat vegetables, when you eat certain probiotics or prebiotics, you can increase your butyrate. And we know that good butyrate means hopefully a healthy microbiome, a healthy colon, not a leaky gut, less inflammation, better bone health, better brain health, better lung health, everything. Basically, it's kind of like the magnesium of the gut. You know, most people are familiar now that, hey, magnesium is important, but it's not just for relaxation. It's actually because like almost every cellular process in the body needs a little magnesium to get it done. Butyric acid is kind of the same. 90% of it's used in the gut to to keep the gut strong and keep the tight junction strong, keep the microbiome happy. But the other 10% goes all over the body and does really, really wild and cool things that we're still learning about. But the problem was, and over the last few years, is most of the prebiotics we give them bloating. So that doesn't work. The people who need it the most can't take it. And then the first thing we always do in chemistry is bond something with a salt in order to make it less reactive, or at least less reactive, and then usually more palatable to animals and humans. And so the first generations were sodium butyrates, and they worked really well. The literature is really positive on sodium butyrate for all types of issues. However, it is coupled with a lot of sodium, which at a certain dosage could be harmful to the gut lining, to the gut bacteria, and also to people who have sodium related issues. And then also the other issue is that it's absorbed immediately. There is no digestion with sodiums and salts. They just go right through the membrane. And the goal was to try to get as much butyric acid to coat the lining of the gut. And so, a couple of years ago, how did I get back into the game after I did all that trauma stuff? Well, I had massive stress. The business was falling apart. Jordan and I were transitioning our friendship. My fiance, or soon to be fiance, was diagnosed with breast cancer. Her mom was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. We just closed on my first house, and it just crippled me and brought back every single problem I've ever had in a matter of like 6 months. And so I had to dig back into the cupboard. I grabbed my old butyric acid products. They didn't work. And so I was like, this is just a problem that needs to be solved. And so that's when I kind of went back into the journals, found that there was a new version called tributyrin, which is a pharmacokinetically better version of butyric acid, because it's basically time released, because it needs a little lipase to break open. And so therefore it goes deeper into the gut. And then also the safety profile on it is pretty amazing. They actually did a bunch of high dose cancer studies back in the 90s on it. And they found that like over 42,000 milligrams a day caused like mild blood sugar issues and mild GI upset. And like 42,000 milligrams is like the whole bottle of tributyrin X in one day, every day, for months. So that's a really amazing safety profile for a human, actually. And so I was like fixated on, holy cow, we have safety data and we have like a pharmacokinetically superior product. Let's figure out if we can do something. And luckily I found a researcher in Spain, a chemist in Spain, who's devoted his whole life to butyric acid. And so we partnered up, and this is much his creation as is mine. And we're able to bring this to market with a patent pending soft gel that is enteric, which is frankly better than all the other stuff out there, because enteric and gastric resistant, which most other capsules are gastric resistant, which is a good upgrade over regular capsules, but it's like the difference between an iPhone 6 and an iPhone 10. If your iPhone 6 goes in the water, you're freaking out. You got to get it in rice. It's probably dead. That's a gastric resistant capsule. It's going to last for like a little bit longer in your stomach, but not that much longer. But iPhone 10, you can do a lot with it. You can go in the water with it. If you spend too much time in the water, it will break. Same thing with enteric. And so most, medications are enteric based because it's just superior by a logarithmic magnitude. And so we were able to find this capsule and then the superior product. And it was kind of a test. Like, what happens? What happens if we release this in the world? And the feedback has been really, really amazing. Like, I think it is the tool for leaky gut at this point, because it's doing so many things.
I would absolutely agree. I found that since I've used more butyric acid in my practice, and in particularly since the tributyrin's been out. One thing I was going to mention about yours, it doesn't smell like something died. That was like, I always, when I get a butyric acid product or there's other companies that have tributyrin, and I'll sniff them, I was like, what died? How'd you do that? Is that part of the enteric coating? Amazing part of it. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. I mean, just think about it. The chemical, as you said, it's mostly made in the top of your large intestine, the very stinky place. So it's very stinky by nature. All that is air going out of the capsule. So if you can smell something, that just tells you how resistant the capsule is, or how strong the barrier is. So the enteric capsule is what locks it in.
That's awesome. Yeah, guys, that's also pretty solid, because I challenge you to try other tributyrin products and you're going to be like borderline, good God, what is that? And I've had people also be like, in my practice, who were like, you had me order that really stinky one. I know exactly what they mean. Like off, like doesn't even matter. So I'm like, non-stinky tribute. I can sell this for you. No problem right there. Just, it doesn't stink. And a lot of people are going to be like, oh, at least I can put it in my body because it doesn't stink. So
yeah, I should just stop talking about the capsule and just talk about how it doesn't stink.
Doesn't stink. That's like your tagline underneath. No, for real. I think that's good stuff. It's good stuff. Now, I think it's important just to round out the rest of your system for folks, because we've talked about the lining, we've talked about the cool concept of this immune regulating gut bug, and then looking into enzymes and hydrochloric acid and how those really play in, because a lot of people will ask me as a doctor, like, doctor, I really need the enzymes. I can just chew. Like, can you though? That's that one. The second one is how do we even know that people are producing enough digestive enzymes? We don't. Yeah, we could do the pill test and all of that, but the reality of it is 9 times out of 10 folks aren't. So give me and give the audience a little bit of a background on why you chose the stuff that's in the HCL guard and the holozyme, so that we've got it the full circle here, so everyone kind of gets the whole picture.
Okay. Yeah. So if we just work our way up from the large intestine, the microbiome area with tributin X, up to the small intestine, that's where holozyme really shines. Basically, enzymes are what, you know, when you chew, you're taking, say, meat or a walnut or whatever, and you're turning it from something that looks like, you know, and talk about food to like 100 little pieces that are still know and like about that food. It's like the same thing, just fractaled down. That's what chewing does. That's very important because it increases the surface area of the food and it allows it to begin to get broken down. But something's got to take it from that smaller piece of the same thing and turn it into actually amino acids and fatty acids. And you got to liberate the magnesium or the vitamins or whatever, the zinc out of it. And what's responsible and what does that is enzymes. Some stomach acid as well. We'll come to that in a minute, but, enzymes are catalysts. They basically speed up reactions. If your enzymes stop working in your body, you just immediately die. They're needed everywhere. And in the digestive tract specifically, you do not absorb, you absorb things based, not primarily, but kind of primarily based on size. If it cannot fit through the pathway in the membrane of the gut, it does not go in, and it just basically feeds bad bugs or a disrupted microbiome. So if you eat that amazing grass-fed steak or those organic, you know, sprouted whatever beans, and you don't actually break down the amino acids to the right size, they'll never go in. And so then you're going to have less hair, skin, nails, you're going to have brain fog, because you just don't have any amino acids, you don't have protein that's going in. So holozymes is a solution to that. And I find that, you know, based on the literature, based on everything we know, if you're over 35, you're starting to decline in your production of enzymes. If you have low stomach acid or stressed or hormone disruptions, you're probably already having some decline in enzyme function. But also, you have pancreatic enzymes, which most people talk about, but most people don't talk about the brush border enzymes, which are coming off the small intestine. And then there's also microbiome enzymes. Like the microbiome, we'll learn a lot more about this in the next 10 years, but the microbiome, it's its own ecosystem. This really is its own organ, if you will. And it gives off enzymes to break down the food so it can take in more food. And if those species are gone and the enzymes they give off are gone, you can have a lot worse bloating. You can have a lot worse food sensitivities because of that. And so bloating is like my thing. Like, I can deal with diarrhea or constipation. I don't like constipation. I can deal with diarrhea easier. But bloating ruins my day. I hate it. And so the number one tool for that is to break those foods down and get them absorbed so that the bugs can't eat them and ferment them, because bloating is literally excess gas that's not getting pushed out up or down or through the membrane. So the best way I found to get rid of that is obviously change your diet if you're just eating all sugar and junk. But after that, using a really, really high quality enzyme is a way to basically help make sure we absorb the nutrients into our own bodies and don't leave it all for the gut bugs to have their own Sunday brunch every day. And you probably got taught this in school. I was taught this from like day one. The first like alternative health provider I went to said, take enzymes. I took them. I didn't notice anything. Like, every once in a while I noticed something. And this this isn't, and whenever I find these weird things, like, why is it that everyone says they're alive, but these studies say it's dead and it works better? I'm like, why does everybody say take these things? And then you look at the biology says take these things, but they don't work. And that's like a big thing for me. I'm like a shiny object that I can't stop walking towards. I'm like, I'm going to get buzzed by the light. And so I was just, you know, fixated. I have to figure this out. This is going to annoy me the rest of my life if I die and I don't figure out why certain enzymes work and why most of the time they don't work. And it turned out that when an animal makes an enzyme, it packages it with a mineral cofactor to make sure it has enough energy to work when it comes time for the reaction. When we manufacture vegetarian and vegan enzymes in the lab, they don't come with that mineral cofactor. And so I found this other PhD in Utah who had basically realized this as well 20 years ago, got a patent on basically which mineral activates which strain. And he was like everybody else. Everyone says, like, don't even believe me. Just try the products and see, believe for yourself. But I'm like, okay, cool, man. I'll buy your stuff. Let's see. And it actually worked. And I was like, holy cow, this guy might have solved the complex I'm working on. And so Holozymes is that. It's activated enzymes that cover both microbiome, brush border, and pancreatic enzymes, because there's no way for us to know which one of those groups that you might be deficient in. And the goal is basically, can I have a product that I pop two per meal and I can eat what I want and not have to fart all night?
And that is the simplicity of it, really. I mean, that's what we're all going for here. We're not like, oh, I want the best digestive system ever. No, I just do not want to have, you know, be uncomfortable later on. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, having a belly that looks like you're 3 months pregnant, not cool. And then gas, embarrassing gas. I mean, it's incredible to suffer with that. So I guess my bottom line here is this is awesome. And I didn't even know about all the brush border stuff. This is even more exciting that you've got that with mineral cofactors. I mean, I think a lot of people right now are probably listening going like, holy crap, there's so much going on there. Well, guess what, folks? I will have a whole bunch of info in my podcast notes at drjcrossnd.com and how to find all of these things. So Stephen, I think a lot of people are going to be excited about this, and I want them to know exactly if they have questions, they want to geek out, they want to know more information on how to find you. Is it healthygut.com? What other ways can folks interact with you to learn more from you? Because you are a wealth of information. Holy cow.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, we did put together an awesome discount for the Health Fix listeners. I think it's healthygut.com/healthfix. So HEALTHFIX. So go, you know, type that into your phone or your browser or whatever, click on the link, check out the $15 off and free US continental shipping if you want to check the products out. But support at Healthy Gut, just send us an email. You know, the number one thing that I'm trying to do here, besides create products that have never been created before that I think are best in the world at the various things that they're trying to do, is that I wanted to create the best support team in the world. Like, I think it was amazing what Zappos did for online shopping. And I would love to have, you know, that kind of experience as a supplement company where, you know, you can write in, you can call in, and you can get more detailed information about what you're putting in your body and what you're experiencing. Because we all know that you can have the best product in the world, but if you dose it incorrectly for your body, for your experience, your genetics, epigenetics, weight, size, all these things, you can have a terrible experience. And you might just be like, literally, you were like that video game where you're digging for the gold and you're like right at the gold, you got the right product, you got everything. And then you tried it, you had a reaction. You're like, oh no, I listened to her. I listened to Stephen again. Oh no. But the reality was you needed like one more pill or one less pill. And so just send us an email at support at Healthy Gut. We can try to help you walk through how do you test that thing for your body? How do you figure out the right dosage? And we're happy to say that this is not the product for you. Here's a refund. Please take your money and go try this product or go try this other brand. I'm committed to helping people get better health. And we started the podcast by saying like, don't give up. And that comes to trying products. So if you tried other enzymes and you try ours and it doesn't work as well, don't give up. We'd like to, you know, here's most of your money back, you know, just pay the shipping and, you know, go try something else, because as long as you keep trying things, I think you will find help and resolution.
Wow. Well said. Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming on. I'm blown away by all the information. I think people are going to be so excited to learn about your products, and we'll get them over to trying them out, especially in my practice, that's for sure.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.